Getting into the midway point of summer, and this is a very difficult time if you're in sports talk radio. Not that much to cover. NBA Finals is done, and even when the NBA Finals was going on, nobody really cared. Nobody cares about the Oklahoma City Thunder. I know that SGA got paid. I think he got close to a $300 million contract, and I'm never pocket watching someone. I'm never hating on somebody's paper stacks, but they're a boring team, and I'm not going to watch next year. I'm just not going to watch. I'm not interested. Hockey's done. Baseball, you're just coming off the heels of the All-Star break. And my Orioles are starting to look, they're starting to show a little bit of life. I think they dug themselves in such a deep hole that the playoffs is not a realistic possibility. Now, NFL training camps are coming pretty soon, and people are getting fired up about that. You have College Football 26. I think that's the biggest story out in sports. I'm going to talk about College Football 26 in the next segment. And that's always one of my favorite times of the year since they've revamped the series. I have a PS5. And it's funny because in the old days when you would get a game, you'd actually go down to GameStop or you go to Toys R Us or KB or one of those places. You get the game. You couldn't wait to get home. You're in the car talking smack to your boys, to, if it's me, your nephews, and you're ready to fire that bad boy up. Now, everything's digital. So really, there are not a lot of copies of games that are out on the market anymore. If you have a PlayStation 5, you actually download the game through your account onto your server, which takes 4 hours. So you're talking smack to your ops and saying, man, I can't wait to cook you. I can't wait to run up the score on you. But it's going to take like 3 hours. Let's go get something to eat and come back. So I'll give my review of College Football 26. I'll give my review next segment. But not much going on. So in sports talk, people are talking about should Pete Rose get into the Hall of Fame, and they're regurgitating this Jordan versus LeBron argument. And who's the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, and yada yada yada. The same topics that we've been discussing over and over and over again. People are talking about Clayton Kershaw and comparing him to the old greats, Greg Maddux, Sandy Koufax, Randy Johnson, a roided out Roger Clemens. And even on the great shows down the dial on Sirius, a lot of the big time stars, Colin Cowherd, Mad Dog Russo, they take their breaks during the summer. So they take their vacation. They're off in Europe with the family playing golf, enjoying time with their wives and their children. So you get a lot of List Radio. I'm not into List Radio, but I haven't done a top five dead or alive. I want to do one. This has been on my mind recently. There's some people, there's a lot of ineptitude in sports. And on this show and the Rubicon, the other show that I host on Sirius XM Channel 141, I talk a lot about business. I talk a lot about my experiences in business. There are a lot of inept people that work where you work. They're inept people at your job. If they're inept lawyers, there's an inept anesthesiologist that you may work with if you're in the medical profession. They're bad teachers. They're bad policemen, bad firemen. There are people that are no talent clowns that you work with. And it's the same in the sports lexicon. There are people that I have absolutely no faith in. I don't think any of these individuals are bad people. I don't think that they're criminals. I'm not saying that they're soft. I'm not saying that they're worthless. I'm not devaluing them as humans. I'm not saying that they're subhuman. I'm not disrespecting these individuals. I'm sure that they're great mothers and fathers and pillars of society. But these are people that I have absolutely no faith in to do their jobs effectively. Number five, Anthony Richardson. Now, this is my guy, Indianapolis Colts quarterback. I'm a huge Colts fan, been a Colts fan pretty much my entire life. And I think that Anthony Richardson is a great kid. He has a great attitude, seems to have a great work ethic. he's good with the media. I remember the story about him at a rookie symposium. He stayed and cleaned up all of the trash. He seems to be a good guy. But this young man, he truly couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat during a hurricane. This guy, I've never seen a quarterback that's a 42% completion quarterback in the NFL. I didn't know it was possible. I didn't know it was possible with Madden. I know it was possible on College Football 26. I did not know that you could complete 42% of your passes. I was making fun of Caitlin Clark for hitting 29% of her threes. 42% of your passes in the NFL is absolutely diabolical. Man, that makes Tim Tebow look like Drew Brees. Makes Tim Tebow look like Joe Montana. This is sub Jamarcus Russell level. And on top of that, when he's not missing on 58% of his passes, throwing interceptions, especially in the red zone, he's getting hurt. Anthony Richardson is made of glass. I remember years ago when I used to watch the WWE. I don't really watch anymore. I remember Triple H said to The Rock once, he said, quote, "Your body is built for show and my body is built to go." Anthony Richardson looks like a quarterback. He looks like the best athlete. This guy is 6'4", runs a 4.5, is 250 pounds, all rocked up, but he cannot play quarterback. I'd rather have some old pasty guy that could actually accurately throw the ball and read a defense. I like Anthony Richardson as a person, but he's going to lose his job to Danny Dimes. Danny Dimes hopefully can get the Colts to the playoffs. I think their ceiling is 9 or 10 wins. Ultimately, they're going to be in the draft looking for a quarterback this year. But Anthony Richardson, he's really one of the all-time busts in NFL history. Like, he's got to be, we're talking about top five dead or alive. He could be a top five bust in NFL history when this thing is all said and done. Number four, I don't have any faith in Kevin Durant. I haven't talked about his trade to Houston. And I know that, look, Kevin Durant, he's going to go to Houston. He's going to score 26 points a game. He's going to get buckets. He's going to make closer shots, mid-range assassin, easy money sniper. That's who Kevin Durant is. But we've seen everywhere he goes other than Golden State, he has not had the ability to take a team to the next level. There's something about him, his psyche, the way that he approaches the locker room, the way that he interacts with his teammates, the fans, the energy that he brings into the building that does not say all-time great. Now, I have Kevin Durant around 12th or 13th on my list, but the ROI for what you're paying Kevin Durant is not good enough. I've said over and over again, you can't pay people max money who are not leaders in a salary cap league. There's just not enough money. You got these different aprons, all this stuff in the NBA where they're really trying to make sure that the teams are more than taking it in the NFL's model. The NFL's model is the goal is for everybody to be 8-8 every year. Now it's either 8-9 or 9-8 because you got this goofy 17-game schedule. Number three, I don't have any faith in James Franklin. I know that Penn State is likely going to be either the number one or two ranked team going into the year. I know that Penn State has used a similar model that Ohio State used last year and Michigan the year before. Got a lot of seniors that are 23, 24 years old, got that extra COVID year. And a 24-year-old grown man who's a three-star is going to wail on a 19-year-old five-star kid 9 out of 10 times. Unless it's J.J. Smith, the grown man, especially in football, is going to win. But this is why James Franklin is not going to get the job done. You got Drew Aller. You have offensive weapons. They should be going out and beating people 45-7, 51-3, 66-0. James Franklin he always plays for the field goal. He always plays not to lose. And when they play Ohio State, when they play Michigan, when they get into the bowl series, it's going to be problems because Penn State never really truly flexes their muscle. They're conservative, they're boring, and their offense is archaic. James Franklin, good guy, smart guy. But those two wins against Arizona State and SMU, that saved your job for a year, but those aren't real wins. Number two, and this would probably be number one, Kathy Engelbert. Now, a lot of you have never heard of Kathy Engelbert. She is the commissioner of the WNBA. And I've talked about the WNBA. I think that the WNBA, I've conceded that they're the girls of summer. and I want to see the WNBA succeed. I want to see these ladies get in the bag, literally and figuratively. But this commissioner, this woman does not know what she's doing. I'd be a sexist if I didn't call her out to task. You want to talk about an inept commissioner? I know people rip Gary Bettman, but Kathy Engelbert, she doesn't seem to have a modicum of a clue. And I don't know if she's a puppet for the owners, and the WNBA is expanding. The franchise fee to get into the WNBA is now $250 million, which is great. They will at some point become profitable. But they bollocked up this Caitlin Clark situation. They allowed the fans to take it over and control the narrative and turn it into a race war. You got people threatening to strike if they're not paid par to the men. I mean, it's just laughable, the caricature of itself the W has become. And if you actually look at the basketball's got better. Basketball is somewhat compelling. I can sit down and watch a game. You got Nafisa Collier. You have Asia Wilson. It's not just about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, but you have other players. Sabrina Ionescu, Brianna Stewart. You have some people that are really, really talented that are getting buckets, that are compelling, that are interesting. But this commissioner has allowed the tenor and the discussion and the narrative around the WNBA to just turn absolutely sour. And it's not a good enough product for people to deal with the drama. If you're just going to show up and hoop, that's a great thing. If you want to show up and get into all of this other chicanery and foolishness and make it a gender war and a race war, it's not that good of a product. I'll pass. Finally, the number one person on this list, this is the number one person in sports that I have no faith in, and that's Elliot Hill. Elliot Hill is the CEO of Nike. If you want to look at the trash that Nike has been putting out recently, it's diabolical, it's shameful, it's reprehensible. They've basically put out the same silhouette of the same shoe that KD uses. Kyrie used it. Devin Booker, everyone kind of looks the same that has a Nike deal. They're all low top shoes, which are ridiculous. No wonder there's so many Achilles injuries. How many people has Nike chalk outlined? Like, how many careers have they stunted them? If they got KD, they got Halliburton, they got Tatum. Like, how many people that wear Nike shoes have had their careers altered by these low cut shoes? Go back to the high top days, man. Go back to the Foamposite Tim Duncan's. Go back to the Barkley Forces, where people actually have some support in the ankle area. I mean, Nike, other than re-releasing Jordans for the 20th time, they don't seem to have any strategy at all. They're starting to lose some of the better, more talented people coming into different sports to do balance and Under Armour and to Adidas. Like, Nike, they're the second biggest brand in the world, I think, behind Louis Vuitton. So, I mean, they're obviously not going to go out of business. I'm not going to be hyperbolic here. But when was the last time you saw a new pair of Nikes and you were like, yo, these joints is hot, I'm about to cop them, I'll wait? And that's my top five dead or alive. List Radio. It's been a while. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
What's wrong with him? He ain't been acting like himself lately. I mean, it kind of hurt because we've been best friends since we was in the second grade. Did you know that? And I try to talk to him. He don't even hear me. He gone. I mean, I could look out for myself, but... Man, I don't know what he might do to steal. The way he been acting lately... You my man and everything, but do them in if I have to.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Medicare can be complicated, and you may have questions. Whether you're enrolling for the first time, reviewing plan options, or troubleshooting an issue, SHIP can help. SHIP is your local state health insurance assistance program. We provide free, unbiased support to Medicare-eligible individuals, their families, and caregivers. We can help you make informed decisions about your care and benefits. Find your local SHIP office at aging.maryland.gov/SHIP or call 410-767-1100.
Some of us dream in color. Others in black and white. In some dreams, we're an observer. In others, we're the star. Dreams come in many forms. Find yours during Mercedes-Benz Dream Days with exceptional offers on the CLE Coupe and E-Class Sedan. Now through July 31st,